our Christmas Eve service, Christmas Eve night service. I'd like to read to you a section from the Word of God. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign. This will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." So this evening we've come together, just like on that night back then. Does it say night? Actually, I'm just saying, behold, an angel stood before them. Okay. Anyway, day or night, we come today, this evening, to honor and to glorify God and the great gift that He gave us so many years ago that day. So why don't we all stand and sing, "Joyful, joyful, we adore you."
Here tonight. What a delight that we can join in this Christmas Eve candlelight service and sing and praise our Lord. You just imagine that there's a nice covering of snow out there, all right? And then when you go out, it's still really good driving home. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the great gift that Christmas recognizes. Thank you that God came and took on flesh, and in such a way that we can approach you, we know about you through the scripture, and you've done everything to make yourself approachable from us so that we can come, open our hearts to you, experience the fullness of life through the saving power of Jesus Christ. What a joy, what a gift, what a wonderful message to proclaim around the world at this Christmas season. Bless the activities of this evening. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless each one that is here and that everyone will be lifted up and encouraged tonight as we celebrate together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. We've been working our way through the weeks of Advent, and we've been lighting a candle on the Advent wreath and an additional one each Sunday. Tonight we come to the climax where the center candle on our Advent wreath will be lit along with the rest of them. And that one, as you will hear, is the Christ candle. Ken and Elner Brown are going to come and lead us at this point in the Advent wreath. Thank you.
We now light the candle to remind us the light of the world was born on Christmas Eve.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
We praise you, Lord God, because in this day your word became flesh in our Savior Jesus Christ, was born of a man, and walked among us as a man. Help us to imitate your incarnation by manifesting our faith in our conduct as well as in our speech. To you, O Lord, we give our honor, praise, worship, and love. In the most holy and precious name of the one who is born today, because he lives and reigns with you in your glory and in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth.
May I ask you to stand again and sing, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Me and Eva are going to sing a song called "Breath of Heaven." It's really Mary's song, so I'm not really qualified to sing it, but it's really all of our song as we sort of consider this Christmas season, God's plan and his purpose for our lives.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a name in sight, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come, chosen me now to carry your son. In a silent prayer, I am frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? Be with me now. Be together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven. As you watch my face, if a wiser one should have had my place, but I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong. Help me. Breath of
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us."
May I ask you again to stand and sing with us, Emmanuel.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. remain silent. Actually, let's remain seated for this one.
Silent night, holy night. By the way, I checked, it wasn't night.
Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
I'm going to ask you to stand again, please, and let's sing "How Great Our Joy."
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel."
Child is born, a son is given. Come, Holy Spirit, come, father this child. The Virgin Mary shall be his mother, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Sing alleluia to the wonderful counselor. Sing alleluia to the mighty God. Sing alleluia to the Father forever. And sing alleluia to the true Prince of Peace. Standing, he will come, come with compassion, come to forgive all of the world of sin. And he will save all of the weak and the tender-hearted, and the meek forever shall dwell in their land. Sing alleluia to the wonderful counselor. Sing alleluia to the mighty God. Sing alleluia to the Father forever. And sing alleluia to the true Prince of Peace. Beat all our swords into plowshares, and let the wolf come be the guest of the lamb. And let the song of all the world's nations be peaceful. Worship the child into the world in Bethlehem. Sing alleluia to the wonderful counselor. Sing alleluia the mighty God. Sing alleluia to the Father forever, and sing alleluia to the true Prince of Peace. Sing alleluia to the wonderful counselor. Sing alleluia to the mighty God. Sing alleluia to the Father forever, and sing alleluia to the true Prince of Peace.
Then Herod called the Magi secretly, and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary,
and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
Let's remain seated, sing We Three Kings. Reading. Let's all read together. O God, you cheer our hearts through this yearly remembrance of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that our joy will also be the joy of a personal relationship with our Redeemer, so that we will gladly welcome him when he comes to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you and with the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
going to ask you to stand one last time, please. We can't remain seated for this one. Joy to the world.
Message of joy, and I trust that you have experienced joy in your lives tonight, and that you will have some joy to take with you to share with others. I trust that you have friends and family that you will be going to, whether tonight or in these next couple days, and that the warmth of the love and compassion of Almighty God as He sent His Son for you and for me will fill your hearts. Let's bow together for the benediction. May He who by His incarnation brought eternal reconciliation with the Father of all, fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill, through the blessing of God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and through into this coming year. Amen. May the Lord bless you. We trust that if you have opportunity, you'll come and visit us again, but may you go in God's peace.